And good morning, everybody. Happy Monday. Scott here with you in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Ta-da! All right, 61-year-old Applegate man is expected to face charges following a single vehicle rollover crash Wednesday afternoon on Icy Peck Road in Buell Township, according to the Sand Lake County Sheriff's Office. Deputies were called to the scene shortly before 4:40 p.m. on January 21st after a 2009 Chevrolet Silverado left the roadway and overturned in a northside ditch. Investigators said the driver lost control while traveling west due to slick conditions. His 49-year-old wife was a passenger in the truck. The driver was taken to McLarenport Huron Hospital for treatment. Officials have not released details on the severity of his injuries or the condition of his wife. Both occupants were wearing seatbelts, and airbags did not deploy. Authorities said alcohol is believed to have contributed to the crash. Charges are pending as the investigation continues. Names have not been released. Motor vehicle crashes last September and October that ended in deaths are under review for possible criminal charges. The police reports involved the September 16th collision between a motor vehicle and a bicycle in Forester Township that claimed the life of a 60-year-old bicyclist, and the October 6th multi-vehicle crash in Watertown Township that ended up in the death of a 62-year-old Sandusky driver. The reports are being submitted for prosecutorial review, said Sanilac County Undersheriff Nathan Smith. Any charging determinations will be made by the prosecutor's office based on their evaluation of the reports. On Monday, October 6, at approximately 4:20 p.m., Sanilac County Central Dispatch received a 911 call reporting a personal injury traffic crash near the intersection of East French Line Road and South Banner Road. The names of the 55-year-old Deckerville driver in the September 16th crash and the 22-year-old Sandusky driver in the October 6th crash have not been released pending possible criminal charges. State Representative Greg Alexander is criticizing a Michigan Department of Health and Human Services plan that would allow large counties such as Wayne and Oakland to qualify for federal rural health care grants, arguing the funds are being diverted away from truly rural communities like those in the Thumb. Alexander said labeling heavily populated counties as, quote, partially rural, undermines the intent of the federal rural health transformation program, which was created to improve health care access in rural areas. He warned that his district is becoming a, quote, health care desert, with longer wait times and fewer available services, and said the grants could significantly improve care for vulnerable residents. Michigan received $173.1 million in RHT funding, less than neighboring states such as Iowa and Ohio, despite having one of the largest rural populations in the country. Alexander also objected to MDHHS setting aside nearly $19 million of that funding for administrative costs, including $2 million for 12 new staff positions. Calling the proposal reckless and politically motivated, Alexander said he will continue pushing for the funds to be directed to rural communities that need them most.
The Huron Special Olympics annual Hooping with Heroes basketball game returns Saturday, February 7th at 11 a.m. at Bad X High School. Come watch local first responder heroes compete with Special Olympics athletes in an exciting basketball game. Enjoy concessions, a bake sale, game shirts, and a 50-50 raffle with all proceeds supporting Huron Special Olympics. Bring the family, show your support, and be part of a great community event. We'll see you there.
All right, thank you for that. The Michigan Department of Insurance and Financial Services, the DIFS, is encouraging residents to review their insurance policies and take preventive steps as more winter storms approach the state. Officials warn that snow, ice, and freezing temperatures often lead to costly damage, such as burst pipes, roof leaks, and vehicle accidents. DIFS Director Anita Fox said many customers are caught off guard each year by winter-related losses and urged residents to confirm their coverage before problems occur. She noted that reviewing policies and speaking with an insurance agent can help reduce financial stress if a claim becomes necessary. The department recommends homeowners keep indoor temperatures above 55 degrees, insulate exposed pipes, and clear gutters and heavy snow from roofs. Residents are also advised to prepare for possible power outages by keeping emergency supplies on hand and checking whether their policies cover spoiled food or temporary living costs. Drivers are urged to understand whether they have collision or comprehensive coverage for winter-related accidents, falling debris, or flooding, and to plan for deductibles. Travelers should review travel insurance options in case winter weather disrupts their trip. Consumers with questions about insurance or financial services can contact DIFS at 877-999-6442. And last Thursday at 7:19 p.m., officers with the Port Huron Police Department responded to the 3000 block of 26th Street for a report of a physical domestic assault in progress. As officers arrived on scene and approached the residence, the suspect began firing shots towards the officers. Officers took cover and established a perimeter around the residence. Additional resources immediately responded to the scene, including the Port Huron Police Department Special Response Team and the St. Clair County Sheriff's Office Special Response Team. During the incident, the suspect fired multiple rounds toward officers from an upstairs window. Officers with the Port Huron Crisis Negotiation Unit briefly spoke with the suspect. When further attempts to communicate were unsuccessful, a drone was deployed into the residence to assist in locating the suspect. Using the drone, officers located a male subject who appeared to be unresponsive in an upstairs bedroom. The special response team then made entry into the residence and located the suspect deceased from an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound. No officers were injured during this incident, and it remains under investigation. No additional information is available at this time. And that's your Thumb Broadcasting News Update for this hour. And remember, you can get news stories like these and even more news, information, and obituaries 24/7 online at thumbnet.net.